It's the most common book in the Western world. It's the greatest bestseller of all time. A U.S. News & World Report article titled, Is the Bible True?, states that archaeology has confirmed many of the Bible stories. The article concludes that the Bible, quote, has been firmly fixed in a context of knowable history, linked to the present by footprints across the archaeological record. These are the headlines. In a moment, we're going to look at the important news behind the headlines.
Welcome to the Good News Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. The Good News doesn't try to cover up today's problems. This is a program that dares to look at today's dilemmas and ask the questions that must be asked. It seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. Please join Gary Petty for a discussion of today's Good News subject.
According to pollsters George Gallup and Michael Lindsay, only 36% of Americans read from the Bible on a weekly basis. Not surprisingly, they conclude that there is a, quote, glaring lack of knowledge about the Bible, basic doctrines, and the traditions of one's church in American society. They also conclude that in America there is a superficiality of faith, with many people not knowing what they believe or even why. Does the Bible have any relevancy in today's world? Even many Christians see the Bible as antiquated in solving the modern problems faced by the average person. And let's face it, the Bible does make some pretty unusual claims, including to be the inspired Word of God. Are there ways to prove that the Bible is true or not true? Today we're talking through a telephone hookup to Portland, Oregon, with Noel Horner, author of Is the Bible True? We're glad you could be on the show today, Noel.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Gary, and to talk about the Bible. The Bible, of course, is far and away the world's bestseller of all time. The American Bible Society in over 180 years has distributed over 5 billion copies, which is about one for every person on the earth. And of course, I should add, this doesn't include the many Bibles bought privately by individual buyers.
Well, that's an amazing number of copies of that book. And, of course, hundreds of millions of Christians claim that they believe at least some of the Bible is true, although many sections have come under fire, even in some of the mainstream churches. So let me ask you, first of all, what motivated you to write this booklet, Is the Bible True?
I wrote the booklet because it is a subject of great interest to me. I had concluded the Bible to be a very rich treasure some years ago, and I wanted to educate others as much as possible as to what a rich resource the Bible is. As we know, there is, Gary, a superficiality of faith often found in this world, and the reason for this in large part is an ignorance of the Bible and what it actually says. Now, not only does it reveal to us the will and purpose of God for human existence, it is also the most comprehensive book in existence on how to cope with life and how to live successfully. It gives basic truths about a very broad range of subjects. I'd like to just mention my personal experience very briefly.
Sure.
I began reading the Bible seriously at about age 21, and first of all, I was impressed with the quality of its writing style. Now, even many who reject the authority of the Bible as the Word of God classify it as among the world's greatest literature. As I studied more deeply, I was impressed with the historical accuracy of the Bible. It tells us how to solve interpersonal conflicts with people, something that is a major problem that everyone faces in this world.
Sure.
What should we do if we have a fight with maybe our wife or a dispute with somebody at work? One author said this. He said, there's not a single new moral principle that has been generated since the New Testament was written. And the New Testament was completed about 100 AD or thereabouts. It has a lot to say about psychology and mental health. Psychology had been kind of a branch subject I'd been interested in for a long time, too. The Bible is rich with psychology and mental health principles. For example, emotional control, how to deal with your thought life, how to avoid depression, a very big problem in our society, and many examples on how to deal with it, both in principle and by way of a personal example of some of the biblical heroes who actually struggled with this problem. How to cope with anger, how to resolve it in a healthy way, how to get rid of a lot of unhealthy thought habits and patterns.
Now, in the booklet itself, you make this statement, and I'm going to quote it for you here. The Bible itself determines its divine authority. It claims to be the very Word of God. It declares an understanding of mankind's purpose to attain the awesome destiny planned for us by our Creator. It offers guidance, encouragement, and direction at every turn. And then you add this, but can the Bible withstand scrutiny? Is it true just because it claims to be true? Can you, should you believe it? Now, what kind of answers would you give to your own questions there?
I've come to a resounding yes on this question, Gary. I've come to this answer because of what I believe is objective evidence of the purest kind. It is a popular belief in many circles that the Bible and various branches of science or knowledge are in conflict. I would say if people will take the time to read the Bible and see what it says and compare it to what modern research has discovered and continues to discover, they'll be amazed at the practicality and the truthfulness of the Bible. Some examples, principles of physical health and diet, matters of public health, such as principles of sanitation, quarantine. In the Middle Ages, of course, most people are familiar with the spread of the bubonic plague, which just ravaged Europe. There was little knowledge of the Bible among the populace in the Middle Ages. Had they had what the Bible said on the principles of quarantine, the bubonic plague would not have had nearly the effect it had. So the loss of this knowledge contributed largely to the huge death toll in Europe at that time.
Now, you quote a number of sources in the booklet that show that the United States and actually throughout the Western world, there's been a slow shift away from the Bible as a book of revealed knowledge. Why do you think it's so hard for so many people to accept the Bible as the actual Word of God?
Well, there are several reasons, Gary. A few of them are these. One is the influence of our education system. The Bible is generally not highly regarded in public education. Many teachers have been taught that the Bible is largely myth and unscientific. They've learned this at schools of education. They pass this on to their students subtly, if sometimes not blatantly. Another example is the influence of religion. Now, some might be surprised that I would say this, but many religious schools of thought look at the Bible as an elastic document. That is, you can stretch it and you can, rather than taking it at face value, you can kind of apply it selectively. You can pick and choose from it the parts you want, reject parts of it. This happens in many sermons across the land and also in many religious publications. And then also I would add that we simply live in a very skeptical age. People are skeptical of government, of authority in general, and the Bible tells us how we should live. Many don't like this. It has a cutting edge. The Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, one scripture says. So there's a particular skepticism against biblical authority and a bias against the Bible and against the supernatural. Now, lastly, I would say this. People don't read the Bible and study it as it should, and this is part of the reason as well.
We're talking to Noel Horner. Now, there seems to be a great rift between scientists and creationists of the age of the earth. What does the Bible say about how old the earth really is? And can science and Bible be reconciled? We'll take a look at this startling answer right after this.
Have you read any good mysteries lately? For too many, the Bible is a mystery book. They're puzzled by its odd-sounding language, unusual settings, vast array of characters, and sweeping time span. What are we supposed to learn from it anyway? For that matter, can you really believe the Bible? Many think it's only a collection of ancient legends, myths, and literature. Some think scientific discoveries have thoroughly disproved the Bible. But what are the facts? The Bible doesn't have to be a mystery book to you. You need to learn the answers to these questions. That's why we're offering this important material, Is the Bible True? Does the evidence contradict the Bible or confirm it? Request your free copy of Is the Bible True today. There is no cost or obligation. Call 1-800-966-9232. 1-800-966-9232. Are you tired of hearing nothing but bad news? Well, here's some good news. You can receive a year's subscription to the Good News Magazine absolutely free. The Good News Magazine isn't a Pollyannish cover-up of today's problems. It is a magazine that dares to look at today's problems and ask the questions that must be asked. The Good News seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered in the pages of your Bible. Today's radio program is sponsored by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. Your free subscription to the Good News has already been paid. You will never be sent a bill or be obligated in any way. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232 for your free subscription to the Good News behind the headlines.
We're talking by telephone with Noel Horner, author of Is the Bible True? Now, many scientists speculate that the Earth is 4 to 10 billion years old, yet some Christians claim the Bible teaches that the Earth is only 6,000 years old. Well, Noel, does the Bible tell us how old the Earth really is?
Okay, the Bible does not tell us this in exact terms. It simply says, as most Christians are familiar, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now, the science of geology will tell you that the Earth is very old, and the physical evidence of the Earth gives support to that. My father-in-law is a retired geologist and also a religious man, and he and I have no disagreement that the Earth is very old. Now, while the Bible does not tell us when God created the Earth, the Bible actually allows for the Earth to be as old as scientists generally say that it is. There's no conflict between the biblical record and the geological record. This is one of the amazing truths that I discovered in my personal studies. That is that the Bible harmonizes with true science. It doesn't explain all of the details, but neither does the Bible conflict with the scientific record.
Now, you seem to have a conflict here in what you're saying. I mean, do you believe then that the Genesis account of 7 days of creation, that those are literal 24-hour days?
I do, Gary. Now, if you look at what the Bible says, it says that God finished the physical creation in 6 days, and then on the seventh day, God created the Sabbath by resting. Each of the days described in Genesis consist of an evening and a morning. In other words, we have the evening beginning the night portion of a day, and the morning beginning the daylight portion. Now, you may wonder, many may wonder, how long are these days? Well, the Bible answers this. In the book of John, Jesus, the Son of God, tells us that a daylight portion consists generally of about 12 hours. There's no reason to think otherwise than that these days in Genesis were 24-hour days based upon the biblical definition of a day. Now, people often look at the complexity of the earth and the creation, and they say, well, that's impossible to do this in 6 days. Well, my answer would be, can we limit God? In the book of Luke, we're told specifically that with God, nothing will be impossible. Many people believe in or hope for miracles of one type or another in their lives, so we need to believe in the miracle of creation.
In your booklet, you spend some time with astronomy, and that astronomy actually proves creation?
Well, yes, it does. An eminent scientist, the late Carl Sagan, as well as numerous others, have told us this in so many words. Now, what they say is that the evidence shows that the universe came into being at a single instant. I'd like to quote one such scientist. He said, "These days most cosmologists and astronomers back the theory that there was indeed a creation when the physical universe burst into existence in an awesome explosion."
What is cosmology?
We would define cosmology as that science study or study dealing with the origin and structure of the universe.
For those who may have just joined us, we're talking through a telephone hookup with Noel Horner. Now, the next question, I think a lot of people, there's a lot of controversy on this. Is science and the Bible reconcilable?
Well, true science, that is the study of matters dealing with hard evidence, objective evidence, is indeed reconcilable with the Bible. That's when we inject theory into a little bit of science and confuse the hard knowledge with scientific theories or ideas of men that the Bible and so-called science conflict.
We have a lot more to cover, so we'll be right back after this message.
Should you believe the Bible? What is this book really? Is it only a collection of ancient legends and myths? What about modern scientific discoveries? Do they disprove the Bible? These are crucial questions. Humanity faces challenges that threaten our very existence, yet all too often we ignore the one source that claims to have the answers. You can discover the truth for yourself in our free magazine-sized booklet, Is the Bible True? You don't want to miss out on this important information. Request your free copy today. Call 1-800-966-9232. There's no cost or obligation. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. So please call 1-800-966-9232. Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Operators are standing by for your call. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org.
In this segment, we're continuing our discussion with Noel Horner, author of Is the Bible True? Now, one of the chapters in your booklet discusses modern archaeology in the Bible. Could you tell us of a few instances where archaeology has proven the Bible true?
Yes, and there are several dramatic examples of this. Perhaps the most outstanding example is the irrefutable evidence of the existence of an empire the Bible calls the Assyrians. In the British Museum, there's a spectacular display of artifacts excavated from the sands of what we today call Iraq. According to the Bible, this empire existed for centuries. Yet until the 19th century, it was widely disputed by a whole host of educated people that this empire ever existed at all. Archaeological excavations in the 1800s yielded spectacular evidence that the Assyrian Empire did indeed flourish for a long, long time, just as the Bible illustrates. Another example that might be more familiar to many, this was published in a recent issue that is about 7 years ago of biblical archaeology, the existence of a man named David. Many people are familiar with the fact that he's the author of many of the Psalms of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
The name of David as a historical person was discovered by archaeologists, as I said, in 1993, an inscription that dated from the 9th century B.C., and this forced a lot of the critics who had simply relegated David to the area of myth to retract their beliefs. Then there are many, many biblical facts from the New Testament era. Book of Acts, for example, many people, events, and dates that were scorned by historians and even some biblical experts have been proven by archaeological excavations as well.
Now, of course, there's still a lot of people sitting out there saying, yeah, sure, you know, you believe that. What advice would you give to the person who is very skeptical about the relevancy of the Bible in today's world?
I would tell them to be careful, not to be hasty in their conclusions, examine the source of their beliefs. I would say in particular, though, they need to study and read the accuracy of the biblical record in regard to the matter of prophecy. There are many examples in the Bible, of detailed prophecies uttered long in advance. History then verifies these prophecies have come to pass. Some of the best of these are in the book of Daniel. And I would tell them that the Bible has a lot to say prophetically about the future of our world and what will happen eventually to this earth and its inhabitants.
Now, I want to go back to the booklet here a minute. You make this statement. While some insist on hard scientific evidence before they will believe, others fall into the other philosophical ditch. They're not interested in a God who meets them through scriptural revelation. Rather, they desire a God who meets them where they are in their own personal view of the world. Some have termed this as a quest for a designer God or boutique religion. What exactly do you mean by designer God or boutique religion?
Gary, what I'm referring to is the tendency to carve out a religion according to one's own liking, the desire to worship the type of God the individual wants, or rather than believing in a particular biblical standard, a particular description of God. And also, these boutique religionists tend to not like to be a part of a church with definite beliefs. Generally, we find this approach taken beginning with the boomer generation and then continuing on down to younger adults as a continuing belief. It has several features. The boutique religion emphasizes a personal choice over God's revelation in the Bible. It's a highly subjective approach to religion rather than relying upon a fixed system of belief or worship. A lot of emphasis on personal feelings, whatever makes them feel good. I might comment, religion isn't supposed to make us feel good. It will make our lives better, but it isn't supposed to make us feel good. And as a priority, it's supposed to draw us closer to God. Wade Roof, a religious professor at University of California in Santa Barbara, wrote a book titled A Generation of Seekers, and he reported that one person spoke of his religious preference in this way. The man quoted by Wade Roof said, "Whatever makes your boat float, all I ask is don't push it off on me." So they reject affiliation more than previous generations, and they choose an independent path. So they want to design their own religion. They tend to reject established religious practices in favor of a religion of their own making or design. We might say this is a case of man creating God in our image rather than God creating man in his image. A lot of the people who favor this type of religious approach are drawn to what are called the New Age religions.
It's sort of like I heard one time a man say, you know it's true Christianity because it makes you uncomfortable.
Well, sometimes it does.
I want to thank you, Noel, for being with us today. And by the way, you can get a free copy of Is the Bible True? By simply calling this toll-free number, 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232. There's no obligation. Nobody's going to ask you for money. All literature offered on the Good News program is paid for by our sponsor, the United Church of God. Thank you, Noel, for being with us today.
It's my pleasure, Gary.
President Abraham Lincoln said about the Bible, "In regard to this great book, I have but to say, it is the best gift God has given to men. All the good Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are to be portrayed in it." Are you suffering from thoughts of hopelessness? The Bible claims to have the answer. Are you suffering from a lack of purpose in your life? The Bible claims to have the answer. Is your marriage on the rocks? Are your relationships meaningless? Do you want to know how to discover the reality of your Creator? The Bible claims to have the answer. Are you willing to take the challenge of studying the Bible to see if it is true? Most people throughout history haven't been able to own a Bible. Others own them only at great expense. Some have died trying to hide a copy of the Bible from those who would destroy it. You are privileged. You have a Bible, or you can get one at little cost or absolutely free. The inspired Word of God is available for you to read anytime. Dust it off and prepare yourself for the adventure of a lifetime. For the Good News, I'm Gary Petty.
Should you believe the Bible? What is this book, really? Is it only a collection of ancient legends and myths? What about modern scientific discoveries? Do they disprove the Bible? These are crucial questions. Humanity faces challenges that threaten our very existence, yet all too often we ignore the one source that claims to have the answers. You can discover the truth for yourself in our free magazine-sized booklet, Is the Bible True?
You don't want to miss out on this important information. Request your free copy today. Call 1-800-966-9232. There's no cost or obligation. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. So please call 1-800-966-9232.
Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Operators are standing by for your call. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org. You've been listening to the Good News Radio Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. We seek the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. To receive your free copy of the literature offered on today's program, please call toll-free 1-800-966-9232. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232.